And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. I'm Roger Hamilton. Hope everyone's having a good morning so far. Your investments are doing well. It is a good time to invest. Today's guest, I have brought a guest in today, is Glenn Ward. I've known Glenn for 10 years now. And Glenn Ward is a mortgage broker. We're going to bring him on in just a second. And Glenn, I've asked him to come on the show today to talk about mortgages and how to get mortgages and maybe some advantages of the CHIP type mortgage and the housing market in general. It's pretty hot these days, and what clients can look for to get rates and mortgages and the purpose of having a mortgage broker. So first off, good morning, Glenn Ward.
Good morning.
So yeah, it's been 10 years. I often tell people time goes by pretty fast. I know if you had invested certain things 10 years ago, much more your money is worth today. It's 10 years. I've sent you some clients over the past. I've worked with you. So I want to disclose that to the listening audience. I bring people in who I've known. How's Glenn Ward this morning?
I'm doing great. All right. Thanks, Roger.
Okay. So first off, we're going to talk about mortgages. So Glenn, you've been a mortgage broker for how long?
I've been in the industry for 24 years.
You only look 29. So you started young.
I did start quite young, but I was lucky to start with a corporation that gave me some great training and got me off on my foot, and eventually ended up out in mortgage broker.
Your office is local?
I have an office in downtown Dartmouth, and I've been there for 8 years. It's a great spot for us, and I welcome clients there for meetings all the time.
And the name of your company is?
My company is Verico AMC, Atlantic Mortgage Consultants.
So people can look that up on the webpage and contact you that way.
Yes, or if you were to Google Glenn Ward, mortgage broker, a number of ways of getting in touch with me will be there. And I also have a website, glennward.ca.
So let's start off this morning. Let's talk about the mortgage business, housing market. It's going crazy these days.
It is. It's on fire. We've never seen quite a jump like we have over the last 5 months. Strange happening during a pandemic, but the housing market has increased in dramatic fashion, and housing prices have gone up quite a bit over the last 5-6 months.
Any maybe different reasons why, but what do you see? Why have people who in Dartmouth list a home for 280 in the afternoon before the day's over, someone wants to buy it for 290?
Roger, I think it comes down to supply and demand. There is a real lack of supply at this particular moment. There seems to be a growth in our province, partially from aging young children who are leaving their home for the first time.
Finally.
But also, we've seen an increase in immigration over the last few years that I think is also creating more demand for housing.
So more people, less places to go to, drives up the price.
Yes, and there just has not been a huge amount of growth in new housing. And one of the things that's keeping older homes attractive is the price to build a new home has increased dramatically over the last 5 years. So in comparison, a gently used home is attractive.
Okay. We're going to be back to digging a little bit deeper on that. Someone who's maybe owning a home, an older couple perhaps in Dartmouth, what they could look at as far as maybe selling their home and other advantages. So we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So we're talking today with Glenn Ward, mortgage broker, and we left off about the housing market, how hot and high it is these days. You can list a home on a Tuesday, and by Wednesday, it seems to be sold for more than you asked for. And the reason, I guess, being, once again, it's a supply-demand, so many houses, and a lot more people coming in than what there is room for. So with that, so not everyone's moving into apartments.
A lot of people are, but there is a lack of supply for apartments as well. The overall vacancy rate in HRM, I believe, is under 1% at this particular moment in time, which is unprecedented over the last decade. If you are in the market for a home, in most cases, you need to be jumping on that opportunity quite quickly.
So let's be the home buyer. So I'll be we're a young couple in our 30s, and I know these houses, and we want to be in Dartmouth. So we want to approach a mortgage broker. What would you do to set up this young couple in buying a $300,000 home in Dartmouth?
It's always great to speak with someone ahead of going shopping. That isn't always the case. I sometimes get referrals from realtors who are trying to find their clients' financing after they've put an offer in, which we certainly can do. And because I'm a mortgage broker, I have access to well over 20 different lenders, and we have the ability to get an answer and an approval for you quite quickly. But I would always recommend that they come see a mortgage broker like myself first, so that we can give them a better idea of their affordability. You know, it will all depend on their current employment situation, their income. A big factor in buying a home is the down payment, the amount of down payment you have to put towards the home.
And what down payment is on a $300,000 home? What would be a normal down payment or required down payment?
The requirement would be a minimum of 5%.
Okay.
That would be $15,000 on a $300,000 home. That would be would need to be insured by one of our mortgage insurers in Canada, which there is a cost involved in doing that, but that tends to get added into the mortgage, and it's part of our Canadian system. There's no avoiding that, but it also allows you to buy a home for as little as 5% down.
And the idea being you want to be pre-approved first. You say it gives you more bargaining power. I know I can now go get that house, which I have to act on quickly because they're selling very quickly. So what you'd, I assume you don't want is I'm going to buy a home, find out I'm not approved later, the whole deal just falls apart.
Exactly. You want to know what scenario you're walking into. Can I afford this home? Am I going to be approved? A pre-approval will give you an idea of what you can afford, whether or not your credit history is strong enough that it will allow you to get a mortgage, whether or not your income to your debt ratio is in a position where most lenders would approve you. So those are all things that are important to know before you go and shop. Now, if you didn't know that ahead of time, or you had a pretty good feeling where you stood, and you were still making an offer on a home and came to me after the fact, we still have the ability to move things quite quickly.
Okay.
One of the things I do with almost all my clients now is the ability to apply online so that we can get the ball rolling within minutes. And that can be done at my website at glenmore.ca, which allows you to fill out an application right online. And like I said, we can get the ball rolling within minutes.
So ease and done quickly.
Is possible,
yes. Yeah. Because you want to know, again, as I say, the market today, things happen quite quickly. You need to know what you have quite quickly. So with that, and mortgage rates, they've been low, and they are extremely low and continue to stay low, with rates we've never seen this low before.
We've actually hit a historic low just this week. It's below 2% if you are getting a mortgage with less than 20% down.
Below 2%.
Which has never happened.
No, I don't ever remember that.
It has not happened in the last 15 years, anyways.
No. Yeah, I can remember, yes, we all can remember 19 and 21% in the early 80s. So it's amazing how it has changed. So yeah, the cost of borrowing is quite low. So let's flip it the other side. Let's be a couple, a six-year-old couple, and we own a home, and we have lots of equity in our home. Not sure what we want to do with it yet, but we know we've paid off our house, we've got equity. What are options now for me owning the home?
There's quite a few options. Two main options that are used frequently. One is known as a reverse mortgage. The concept behind the reverse mortgage is that you don't have to have, you can take the equity out of your home without having a monthly payment. So that particular product is designed for folks that are over 55. And it allows you to borrow up to 55% of the value of your home.
So a $300,000 home, a little over $150,000, you can borrow on your own home.
That's
okay.
Right. And the benefit of that particular program, as I said, depending on what your cash flow is on a monthly basis, that particular product does not need to have a monthly payment where you're paying back the principal that you borrowed. You can have that principal borrowed with no payments for as long as you own your home. And all that happens is the interest amount that you're going to pay on that principal amount just accrues and it builds up. And so that when you sell your home or you decide that you want to pay off that mortgage, you would have to pay the interest that's accrued over that time at that moment.
So 15 years later, you're now 60 or 65. I'm now going to sell my home when I'm 80, we'll say. That money, that buildup would then be paid off.
That's right.
Yeah. And the rates on that are?
They're still very reasonable. Yep. Depending on the term that you choose, they're still under 5%. So it's a very reasonable product.
Any money, and I always tell clients and investors, any money that you can get under 5 or under 3, fantastic rates, because your investments should be getting you 5 plus. So invest your money at 5 plus, and if you can borrow at 5 and under, you're ahead of the game.
And that product's great for someone who might want to take equity out of their home to create cash flow for other reasons. Yeah. So they don't want to make a mortgage payment any longer. But if you have the income or you are willing to make a mortgage payment or an interest-only payment, there are other products that are slightly cheaper that might be able to accomplish the same thing. And one of the common ones is known as a home equity line of credit.
Okay.
There are multiple companies that offer that program. It's a variable rate product. It's a little bit cheaper than the reverse mortgage product, but you are obligated to a monthly payment.
So you need to have to make sure you have the income to support the monthly payment.
Yes.
Okay.
Whereas the other product is simply an equity product, meaning they're only looking at the fact that you have at least 45% of your home's equity will not be used as principal.
Okay. So the line of credit, you can borrow, and on your loan, you have to pay it back over time. And it provides what for the client?
Well, it in the same way that the reverse mortgage does, it gives you a lump sum of capital up front. So you can borrow up to 65% of the value of your home on a home equity line of credit. You are obligated to pay the interest on a monthly basis.
Okay.
But you can do whatever you want with that money.
So again, $300,000 home, you could borrow up to $200,000 or so, borrow it at a low rate, perhaps invest or whatever at a higher rate, and away you go.
The qualification criteria is different for that, though. The reverse mortgage product is simply based on the fact that you have a large amount of equity in your home already. And they're only allowing you to borrow up to 55% of it.
Yes.
The line of credit, they'll look at the qualification criteria a little bit more.
The ability to pay it back.
Yes, you'll have to have the ability to pay it back and have to pay the interest on a monthly basis.
Yes. All right, so reverse chip mortgage and the line of credit. We're going to be back in another moment, wrap up today's show.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back to wrap it up. So we've talked today with Glenn Ward, mortgage broker. We've talked today about the CHIP reverse home mortgage, where you can rent up to or borrow up to about 55% of your home. And the line of credit, you can borrow up to 65%, but of course you have to pay that back. It gives you a bit more flexibility, more advance on the loan, but the ability to pay it back. So some great ideas. The housing market, how it's risen and gone very high right now, lack of supply. So anyway, Glenn, we're going to wrap it up. So how people will have a lot of questions. So how do they reach you on mortgages and today's topic?
They can reach me by email at glenn@glennward.ca. They can reach me by phone at 902-222-1444. And you can always reach me through my website, which is glennward.ca, and it's Glenn with one N.
One N, Glenn. Okay. So we want to thank you for coming on today. We're going to have you back again and talk more, because this is a question I get a lot from my clients who I deal with a lot, who are in their 60s and 70s and ask about mortgages. And so today we brought in a mortgage specialist who can answer those questions for you. Any other questions you might have on the show, you can email me or give me a call. Again, my number is 902-499-5879. Thank you for listening to the Financial Destination Show. I'm Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe, stay invested.